You ready?
This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon Kuskokwim Delta. I hope you're having a good evening. Thanks for tuning in to KYUK's live coverage of Bethel City Council live from Council Chambers.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, everybody. Please be seated. Roll call, Ms. Strickler.
Thank you. Councilmember Franco.
Present.
Vice Mayor Hansen.
Here.
Councilmember Leary.
Here.
Councilmember Springer.
Here.
Councilmember DeWitt. Here. Councilmember Diamond.
Here.
Mayor Barr.
Present. Thank you, Lori. We're moving on to item number four, which is people to be heard. Sarah, can I have that sign-up sheet? Okay. So we're going to move on over to our first person to be heard. I'd like to remind the council that we're here to listen to the members of the public and not ask questions. So if we would like to have questions asked of our speakers, then let's make a motion to suspend the rules. Okay, so our first person is Mr. Dave Trantham. Dave, can you hear me? Dave Trantham?
I can hear you.
Thank you, Mr. Trantham. Yes, sir, I can. If you can spell your name, your first and last, and you have 5 minutes.
Thank you. My name is David E. Trantham, Jr., T-R-A-N-T-H-A-M. I'm a longtime resident, a taxpayer, and a voting resident. Thank you for hearing me tonight. You're going to hear a very, very, very concerned citizen, senior citizen. People in this town are afraid, very, very afraid to come forward and testify. They are afraid of several things. Retaliation from the city of Bethel. They are afraid with the money coming in, you will not practice nepotism. You will be very careful. The people of Bethel are watching and listening. We don't want to happen now what happened in the past. It was ugly in the past. We hope to improve. They are afraid of other things also. They are afraid of how this present council is acting like politicians with very little concern about equality and fairness for all. An example, recently the city council passed an ordinance tying the hands of future councils how to spend tax dollars. This is catering to special interest, in my opinion. It should be changed. It should be readdressed. People are afraid to speak up. In my opinion, the passage of that ordinance is for the rich and the powerful, with total disregard, or near total disregard, for the poor people of this community. That money is being set aside, a percentage of all tax dollars, by ordinance with no end in date. You're tying money and tying the hands of the next council. I cannot support any council member that would stoop to this level of hiding away money in a interest-bearing account, hiding it away, tying it up to protect the special interest of a few very rich and very powerful people. I believe this with all, and I believe in a court of law, I could prove this. I can prove nothing in front of you. You are protected by E&O insurance. You're protected, and we have to provide our own legal counsel when we sue you. My other big concern is about stashing money away when you can't even hire a dog catcher. When a senior citizen goes outside and a pit bull growls at me and I have to carry my .38 to protect me, that's wrong. You're not enforcing the dog ordinance. Read your reports. How many children have been bitten? The only answer is for us to take you to court, sue you, if you fail to do your job and protect the citizens, especially the children. They don't get to vote, but the children go to the store. They pay taxes when they buy bubble gum. They do. They are not allowed to vote. They're too young. We need to be fairness. We need equality. We need total transparency. And there is not total transparency when the council tucks away money when a dog catcher is needed so badly. I hope people start being afraid to speak up. And when I call 311, I get 311 Anchorage. If you don't believe me, try it yourself. When I want to call the 311 number, I don't get Bessel, I get Anchorage. I'm very concerned citizen. I'm concerned for all other citizens. My phone for the last week or so has been ringing off the hook.
Mr. Frampton, you have 30 seconds, sir.
Thank you. My phone has been ringing off the hook, and I have hardly time to water the flowers in my garden. I'm tired of loose dogs. I'm tired of carrying to protect me. Thank you very much. Good day.
Thank you, Mr. Trantham. And next on the list for people to be heard is Susan Taylor. Susan, if you can come on up here, come to the podium, state your full name, first and last, spell it please, and you'll have 5 minutes.
Susan Taylor, S-U-S-A-N-T-A-Y-L-O-R. Thank you. First of all, I want to put a word in for this fundraiser coming up. The fundraisers are few and far between now there because of COVID. This will involve social distancing and masks. It's a Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Front Street by Cesari's shop. There'll be several food trucks with really good, delicious food. And you can social distance picnic on the seawall or take your food home. And I want to put in a word for that. So I'll leave this for whoever want to post it where they work. And I want to thank you guys for addressing the situation at Feely's with the beer and wine sales. on the side door there? Because that's right across the street from the Tundra Center. And all windows facing that direction, they probably find that more entertaining than whatever's on TV. So it's not really therapeutic for them to see all that alcohol traffic there. And COVID safety issues, I don't know if there's any way we can tell Anchorage to please behave themselves or do something over there. That's how it's coming here. And that death situation was so sad. He or she, whoever it was, came out to, I don't know, work or visit somebody or whatever, ended up isolating. Now is no longer with us. And that's just sad. That's just a sad situation. And I do encourage people to test when they come in. And if their trip to Anchorage was too short to really know if something bred up in them, they have free testing Wednesday afternoons across from the hospital there. So I'm so happy people here are taking this more seriously, I guess, than the people in Anchorage. And I don't know if there's any way we can tell Anchorage we're really concerned with what's going on over there, because they're kind of spinning it, saying, well, it's because we're testing more people and this and that. But you can make statistics say whatever you want. I'm just appalled with what's happening over there. And other than that, I want to put in a word for the food giveaway we're doing. Me and some friends, it's not associated with any particular group. It's thanks to a farmer relief grant that AC Store headquarters wrote. They're also sending food to villages. And that's, again, every Friday at 4 p.m. at the AC parking lot, and it's till the food is gone. We had a big shipment last month, so almost had an hour's worth of food going out. So it varies. They're big produce boxes with all kinds of fresh, wholesome, healthy vegetables in them. And the dairy box has milk, cheese, butter, Tillamook cheese, not whatever government cheese is, but good stuff. So I'm really happy giving that out. And there's no questions asked except how big is your household. We get the numbers for grant writing and all that. But and people get food for their neighbors that need food, or maybe they have an elder or a relative. So, you know, I just like the spirit of this, giving the food away like that. And if anyone wants to help, I get really tired and we need more people helping. I'm not getting any younger. But it's social distancing and masks and all that. And other than that, there's always lots of things to argue about in this community and get political about. But I just want everyone to stay safe and stay strong, because we're doing the right things to keep our numbers as low as they are. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Taylor. And next on our list is Ruth Miller. Ruth, if you can come on up here, state your name, spell your name, and you'll have 5 minutes.
Yes, sir. Can you guys hear me? I never know if, like, you guys can hear me. So, hey, guys, long time no see. It's me again, Ruth Abigail Miller, RUTHABIGAILMILLER. As many of you are aware, I'm attempting to stop my business partner, Sean Byron Codman, from operating our LLC. We're both equal partners, and we have a desire to dissolve this business. I have an active court case, and I've also opened a TikTok account. My court case number is 4BE-20-00199CI. And my username is Alaska Dysfunction. I'm here before you tonight to address the defendant's Exhibit N from the aforementioned court case. As you may not be aware, I have financial obligations to my family, and I'm representing myself pro se. That being said, I'd like to read a few sentences from this unsigned email sent from a seemingly anonymous City of Bethel employee. Direct quote: I was wondering what the status of the strange mix-up and when I could begin to use your services again, end quote. There is no mix-up. As 50% owner of Codman Services LLC, my stance is no business operations should continue, as there are several concerns I have with Mr. Codman's ability to operate legally and safely. Another direct quote: personally, I feel the message the city manager provided to us in regards to Codman Services is out of bounds and uncalled for. Plus, it leaves a lot of questions for me, end quote. First point, personally, I don't care much for the city manager either. And a better example of him acting out of bounds would have been not getting city employees paid and subsequently blaming it on a woman who just had a baby and was on what was referred to as quasi-maternity leave. Second point, I'm wondering out loud here. Is it appropriate to throw shade about your boss or coworker from a company email to a private citizen that you don't even sign with your own name? This entire Exhibit N should now be in our mayor's email for him to share with the appropriate people. One last thing I'd like to point out about this email is it was sent to a different email of Mr. Codman's, not the Codman Services email, the one previously used for all City of Bethel communications. As y'all read through this email in its entirety, you may wonder, as I did, was there a conversation prior to the sending of this email? As I have questions about how this email came to be drafted, I'm requesting that the City of Bethel let me know in writing who has access to the email account it was sent from, maintenance@cityofbethel.net. This information is needed as, like I said, I'm representing myself pro se and need to know who to add to my witness list in the previously mentioned court case. I'd like to publicly state that I'm of the opinion it was cowardice and not malice towards myself that kept the author of this email from signing their name. In closing, I also owe a man an apology, and I'd like to make it public. I spoke with Dave at the dump a couple weeks ago and inquired as to why he was still allowing Mr. Codman to utilize the city dump on behalf of Codman Services. He responded with a question that really struck me. What do you want me to do? Let him run me over? This stung and caused me to reflect. No. I do not want anyone to be placed in harm's way to enforce the ceasing of operations of Codman Services. I'm sorry, Dave. I honestly don't know how I expect Mr. Codman to stop doing whatever he wants, but I certainly don't want a human roadblock or a violent confrontation. Again, Dave, I'm sorry. Thank you for your time and attention to this matter.
Thank you, Ms. Miller. Just for the record, I forwarded the email from myself to Ms. Strickler for dissemination to the rest of the council. Thank you, Ms. Miller. So we're going to move on over to Mary Nunuak. Mary, if you can come on up here. And again, along with everybody else, once you get up to the podium, if you can state your name and spell your name. I don't know if there's an easier way to do this. Yeah, give her the microphone or.
Thank you for allowing me to speak. My name is Mary Nunuak, M-E-R-Y-N-E-N-U-W-A-K. I really don't know where to start because the problems you discuss at every single meeting I've come to ever since I first came to Bethel as a 17-year-old nurse to come to work here. Even back then, these problems were discussed, where the city council acted like they were politicians. Healthcare providers acted like they were politicians. Public safety people acted like they were it. And it's no wonder so many people get upset. I mean, forever and ever, I tried my darndest not to sue the City of Bethel, YKC, the social services, the churches, the schools. But it just has come to a point where I got to do something because I'm not doing, I won't be doing it just for myself. I'll be doing it for a lot of other people. People who cannot speak English, they don't understand English. And I just don't like it more and more when elected officials act like they have to rule everybody, where they can live, how they can live their life, whether or not they get treatment. I mean, that's a very stupid expectation. I mean, like, I can tell a lot of you how to live. You wouldn't listen to me. You live like you want to. But then again, I see this in a lot of people within the region, within Bethel, within the region, within the state, within the country. Today I started out having a good day. I came down to get cap vouchers like everyone has told us that we can, for senior citizens and if we have serious medical problems. Damien, he gave me two packets and I had accidentally left them on the chair in his office, and I walked over to the library, and when I felt like I needed to go up to the hospital, I looked for the vouchers. They weren't there. So I said, oh shoot, I left them at City Hall. And John, instead of just telling me once, like I was the stupidest person in the whole entire world, which I am not, he says, I'm the financial officer. I'm the financial supervisor. You're not getting those back. You have to pay. And I was told by a lot of other people that we can come here to get cap vouchers. And I think it was on Sunday that I had to go up to the stupid hospital, excuse me, when I couldn't breathe, when nothing I did was helping me. And the doctor who saw me said that public safety will give me a cap voucher. And I saw Mr. Simmons. He comes over and started like preaching at me. Who the heck is he to preach at me or at anyone the way he did? He said, we're just gonna do this once and we'll never, ever, ever do it again. And I've had similar encounters with him in other places. And the misdeeds that I see in public safety officers, assisted living homes, report those to him, smilingly, and say, oh, there's nothing I can do. I mean, like, I swear to God, and this is the honest truth. So many people know this. Even indigenous babies know this.
You have 30 seconds, Ms. Nenowick.
When they say that people don't care about helping people, they only care about making money. So keep your dark money to yourself. See where that brings you. It's not going to bring you happiness. It's not going to make you famous in the slightest bit. It's just going to make you everything else that you don't want to be. I mean, like, I hate to sound mean. I hate to sound like I'm being critical of everybody. But I'm a type of a person who states facts, and I don't state facts right away. I only state facts after observing this for a long, long time.
Thank you, Ms. Menowak.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next up, we're going to have Mr. Perez, Todd Perez. If you can approach your podium once it's cleaned, and please state your full name and spell your name.
Sure,
Todd. You'll have 5 minutes.
My name is spelled TODD PE as in Paul ERE. I just wanted to ask a question because I haven't seen a final copy of the resolution that was being brought regarding the curbside delivery. Is it matching the delivery aspects of the state mandate?
Are you asking the council?
Yeah.
One of the things that occurs in people to be heard is we'll listen to people, and we shouldn't be asking questions or anything unless somebody would like to suspend the rules so that we can have a dialogue. Otherwise, it's just a...
Okay, I was just trying to find out what it actually, the final copy said. It was being brought forward. I didn't find it online.
Okay.
Can I move to suspend the rules?
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Leary would like to suspend the rules to have a dialogue with Mr. Perez. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Ms. DeWitt. Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of suspending the rules to have a dialogue with Mr. Perez indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. All those opposed say nay.
No.
We have one nay and six yays. We are suspending the rules.
Mr. Point of order, Mr. Mayor. This is going to be on the agenda. We don't need to talk about it now.
Okay.
Okay. The agenda's out there. The city clerk is free to answer his question, I think, but... You know, if there's going to be any consideration or discussion about the resolution, it should be when it gets to their agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Springer. And I concur. I concur. It is on the agenda. And Mr. Perez, it is on the agenda as item number 10, which is under new business. So that is a point of discussion that we'll be having at that time. Would you like to?
That's what I wasn't clear. Whether it was an open discussion or what was the status of that?
It's up for vote on the consent agenda. It either passes on the consent agenda or it doesn't, or it's pulled from the agenda so that it could be we can have a discussion about it. If it passes the consent agenda, then we're going to mention that and then move on to the next item of business.
Okay. Withdraw.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
But
it's not at that particular point. Yes, we're not there yet.
He doesn't know if we're going to take it off the consent agenda. This is his opportunity to speak on it.
And I was just trying to find out before I speak on it what actually, I would assume that would be made public to the public, but I don't see
my only point is that it's not a public hearing item that we're going to go back to later.
Yes.
So this is his only opportunity to speak on this item.
Oh, sure.
There's still a motion on the floor about the rules or not. Did someone make
the motion already passed.
Oh, okay. All right. I apologize.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'll just withdraw that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Perez. Next person up for people to be heard is Mr. Joel Thomas. Joel, if we can have you come on up here, and as the rest of the people, state your name, spell your name, and you have 5 minutes, sir.
Joel Thomas, J-O-E-L-T-H-O-M-A-S. I heard that the Phillies issue was going to be discussed, and I just wanted to share my experience and my hope that when I went in there a couple weeks ago, I went to pick up some food. There was maybe 15, 20 people in there, and there was about two people with masks on, and the employees didn't have masks on. And so regardless of whatever is decided with this issue tonight, I just hope that that the staff and the owners are going to seriously consider making sure people are following those safety protocols, because we all need to be doing that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas. And we're going to move on over to Mr. Julius Pleasant Sr. Julius, if you can come on up here. We can have you state your name, spell your full name, and you'll have 5 minutes once completed.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Council, City Manager, staff, and public. My name is Julius Pleasant Sr., P-L-E-A-S-A-N-T, just like in the dictionary. My mindset has been, I am not a has-not, though many people's mindset is. And thanks to my grandmother who raised me up, she's of the 19th century, born 1896 up Nome area. Today in the 21st century, as well as the 20th century, despite the social unit dynamically changing in structure, function, and relationship, I remain the same as my grandmother and our people. My second chance, I'm a college graduate. I'm 75 years old, this coming October. I've been in the fields concurrent with implementation of various funded agencies, Native corporations, statewide, including here, Hub Community, as well as Nome and Fairbanks and Anchorage. And I'm a U.S. veteran. So what is the structure of a strong social unit? Mother, father, sister, brother, grandfather, grandmother. What is the function of that group, the social unit? They're independent of each other, but yet are interdependent. And this is all from a holistic self of a matriarch, and in other societies of a paternalistic society. So I speak as a citizen misunderstood. I have never has been. My mind is sharp. And I owe that to Dr. Walter Sobolov, 1973 professor of mine, when I initially began university. And during 2008, when I was my village corporation president, at the plenary session before, he says, I remember you, because he remembers my stepfather. who went to the same Sheldon Jackson for Presbytery ministry. So, in a strong socialist unit, my grandmother says, I talk, you listen. And today, even in a ethnic, multicultural, diverse group, such as I see here, it's all ramshackled together of a very loose structure. Now, what is the structure like today? Foster families, single mothers, single parents, adoptive, blended families, significant others. Who is your dad? Many of our children do not know. I know from working 90 statewide communities, statewide. And I have raised and experienced and seen and understood as I retired last fall. As like the hub community here, equidistant air miles is Kipner, and the same with Nome Elam, equidistant. So the function is independent of each group, and yet they function together interdependently. And I know this from the funding sources of which I work in implementation, and even before that with policy and procedure, concurrent with university and rising up as a vice president of the Fairbanks Native Association before I even came here.
Mr. Pleasant, you have 1 minute.
Dependence on parents, and it can be stronger working independently in a social unit, and it is strongest in the relationship with varying ages that I see here, but is very loose, ramshackled together. So I'm one of the very few who is not recognized as a Mother Mew Inupiat, but I see one right in front of me, Perry Barr, my home region. And before him as a mayor was my nephew, Hugh Short, Jr. And even before all of them was my cousin, Harry Avinoff, longtime KYUK manager before he went back home. So how is the strongest relationship amongst the municipality, the agencies, the foundation services, and the mix of Native, non-Native working together and understanding each other and listening? All these years, grandmother say, you listen, I talk. And we only talk when we become adult.
Mr. Pleasant, hold on just a second. If someone would like to suspend the rules to maybe listen to Mr. Pleasant a little longer.
Yeah, I got to finish on the key points there.
Hold on, Mr. Pleasant. I'd entertain a motion to go further than the 5 minutes that he was allotted. Anybody? Thank you, Ms. Leary. Do I have a second?
Yeah, I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Springer. All those in favor of extending Mr. Pleasant's time to speak to this council, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, say nay. Thank you for your patience, Mr. Pleasant. Please continue.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and City Council. So the social unit today is dominated totally politically, economically, and maybe even spiritually diverse, and yet there is only one. My grandmother says, the only good Nalagamu, that's what we call Chesap, is the one who we learn from because they learn from the Bible and then practice that. And we've been practicing that 7 days a week. And we didn't have a name for the great spirit thou called our Heavenly Father and His Son, and the Holy Spirit helps. So we can become spiritually strong by listening with the ears right directly to the heart and soul. Because it's already loose, interdependently, with all the social units together and all the citizens that are working, policy and procedure making, managing, and following. And I'm wrapping up in Kotzebue area by heritage is Manaynuk, and down here, my wife of 44 years, hers is Ayahpik, across the slough. In my own home area before, my father was accidentally shot, and I'm in his namesake, it's Kaiza. Spotted seal. And I'm privileged and honored to know this because I use my ears to listen. In the hub community of Nome, Alaska, the friendliest town in America, so says the tourism industry. So how are these related structure, function, and relationships fit in today with what is going on? Who is controlling the funds? Who is listening and complying with the funds? In running, finally, the senior center, 3 years, I can only say to the city councilmen, then, elders, you go speak to city council and you say, as a grandfather, you are concerned about the safety of your children because they bike along Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway. And he goes speak to the guest speaker, governor. Back then, in the 90s, and another time, another transplanted elder, Harry McCann, who now has a inhalant center named after him up there, Kasaili subdivision. I said, you are a grandfather as much as Frank Murkowski is. Tell him you are concerned and that you love your grandchildren and you have many kinship. You two are equal. And he did. And I can only implement through indirect voice to the one who is on the city council seat, indirectly. And yet I see many in. So I retired twice. This one I did not keep because of 15 deaths on my side of the family and my wife's side of the family who was from here in the five-year period. This is where my funeral expenses went on travel to my home and here. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Pleasant.
Strong unit can be made stronger, independent, social unit, and interdependent for a stronger community in a diverse ethnic, what I call an esteemed group here.
Thank you, Mr. Pleasant. Next up, we have Mr. Brian Lefferts. Brian, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can, Brian. If you could state your name and spell your name, and you'll have 5 minutes, sir.
Hi, thank you. Brian Lefferts, B-R-I-A-N-L-E-F-F-E-R-T-S. And like Susan said earlier, I'd like to also encourage people who are interested in getting tested to come and get tested on Wednesday afternoons. And it's probably best to get tested about a week after you were traveling. And if you're having any symptoms, please isolate yourself and then call the COVID hotline at YKHC at 543-6949, and they can get you scheduled to get a test sooner. But I'm calling tonight in support of the resolution establishing a policy for wearing masks in public. I'm really concerned about the rates of COVID in the state right now and the direction that we're heading. And this is a really deadly virus, and masks have been shown to be very effective at controlling its spread. The resolution you're considering can go a long way to protect our community, and I ask that you please support it. That's all.
Thank you, Mr. Lefferts.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir. And next on our list is Mr. Mike Chung. Mike, if you can approach the podium. Is that you, Mike?
Steve.
That's Steve?
That's my fault.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
She put you down as Mike.
And I have no idea why.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Steve.
So, hey, Steve, I apologize also.
When you came in.
Yeah, if you can state your name and spell your name, sir, and you'll have 5 minutes.
Steve Here. Chung, S-T-E-V-E-C-H-U-N-G. I'm here to let you guys know that...
You need to be quiet. Yeah. I'm going to go downstairs
and listen. Speak up.
Okay. I am the owner of the shop that's known as Ed's Automotive. It's located at 105 Hoffman. And there's a shack that I think at one point was used for a bus stop. But since I've been there, it has been used for nothing but partying and just a lot of people just kind of gather there and where they shouldn't be. More recently, there's been vehicles that have been vandalized. And I've been hearing just the other day that someone lit a vehicle on fire at Nicholson's. And then there's another shop right on 3rd Avenue that's been vandalized multiple times. I've had many vehicles vandalized at, and I had to pay for whatever out of my own pocket. So I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm just more worried about things happening, and I'm not sure if the shack can be removed, or it's not even. I don't even think it's on my property, but it's like in a ditch. I don't know if that's your property or the city's property, but it's kind of a problem. Oh, and also in the wintertime, it's more of a problem because when the big trucks come to plow all the snow to the side of the roads, the snow starts building up. With the building being there, it just makes it that much harder to see. You'd have to kind of drive out a little ways on the highway itself to try to see for oncoming traffic. So if you guys could do something about it, that'd be greatly appreciated. That is all.
Thank you, Mr. Chang. I think we'll direct administration to help you out. If you can give maybe the city manager your name and phone number so that they can contact you and we can work with them. Thank you, Mr. Chang. So those are all the people that have signed up for people to be heard. One of the things that I'd like to do, is there any other members of the gallery that would like to be heard? Anybody
yes.
else on the?
Yes.
Okay, anybody else on the phone or Zoom?
Yes.
Okay, could you identify yourself and spell your name, and you'll have 5 minutes.
I'm Ned Peters, NEDPETERS, and I'm going to sing. I'm a little teacup, short and stout. Here is my handle, and here is my spout. When the tea is ready, you'll hear me shout. Tip me over and pour me out. I'm a little teacup, short and stout. Here is my handle, and here is my spout. When the tea is ready, you'll hear me shout. Tip me over and pour me out. I'm a little teacup, short and stout. Here is my handle, here is my spout. When the tea is ready, you'll hear me shout. Tip me over and pour me out. I'm a little teacup, short and stout. Here is my handle, here is my spout. When the tea is ready, you'll hear me shout. Tip me over and pour me out. I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here is my handle, and here is my spout. When the tea is ready, you'll hear me shout. Tip me over and pour me out. I'm a little teacup, short and stout. Here is my handle, and here is my spout. When the tea is ready, you'll hear me shout. Tip me over and pour me out. I'm a little teacup, short and stout. Here is.
They disconnected on their own. I did not do that to anybody, just for the record. That's what that means.
I didn't get her name. Yeah. So, moving right along, thank you for that commercial break. So one of the things that occurs occasionally is we receive written comments under people, or not for people to be heard, but to the council. And if you would like for me to read those emails real quick, I think we have two from a couple citizens, I would entertain a motion to suspend the rules so that I can state them on record. Thank you, Mr. Springer. So moved by Mr. Springer. Motion to suspend the rules for me to read the emails real quick. Do I have a second?
I second that.
Second by Miss Leary. She beat you by a millisecond there, Cece. So all those in favor of suspending the rules indicate by saying aye.
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 All those opposed say nay. Motion carries unanimously. So I'm going to read the first one quickly, and that is from one of the, before I do so, as I'm trying to find it, I'd like to remind members of the public that if you would like your emails to be part of the council packet that can also be viewed by the public, please email them to Ms. Strickler, our city clerk, and or Kevin Morgan? No?
How about we talk about this offline? So what I would recommend at this point, if somebody wants their written comments to be viewed in the packet, that they should email the mayor, and the mayor should put it under the mayor's report.
Wonderful.
Okay, great. Let's do that. Sure. So the mayor's email address is pbar@cityofbethel.net. And he will approve what will be presented under the mayor's report for public comment.
Sounds like a grand plan, Ms. Strickler. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I'm going to read an email from Ronald Kaiser, who sent it 2 days ago. And it says, "Hello, City of Bethel council members. I'm writing to you again concerning the alcohol sales situation at Philly's Pizza here in Bethel. Council member DeWitt has called for an item to be included on the agenda of the July 28, 2020 meeting as follows. 0.New Business 10-1 Resolution-09 requesting the Alaska Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office prohibited sales of alcoholic beverages by means of curbside pickup and home delivery unless the sales are accompanied by the sale of a meal. Council member DeWitt. For reference, the governor suspended the following statutes in Title IV relating to the sale of alcoholic beverages as of April 14, 2020. Alaska Statute 411090, suspension of the statute only to the extent necessary to allow for (1) curbside pickup of alcohol and (2) delivery of beer and wine when included with an order of food being delivered by a licensed restaurant or eating place establishment. 3, AAC 304.925, home delivery. A, notwithstanding 3, AAC 304.185, A through F, and 3, AAC 304.635B, beverage dispensary licensee under Alaska Statute 0411.090, a restaurant or eating place licensee under Alaska Statute 411-100 or brew pub licensee under Alaska Statute 411-135 may permit home delivery of beer or wine sold at retail only if (1) the order of beer or wine accompanies an order of a meal. B, for purposes of this section, meal means food purchased at a retail price that is at least 50% of the retail price of the alcohol purchase accompanying the order. Ron Kaiser continues to say, what I understand from the above emergency regulations is that only curbside sales of beer and wine do not require 50% food to be purchased with alcohol. That leaves the sit-down aspect and the home delivery aspect to require that food be purchased. That is at least 50% of the retail price of the alcohol purchase accompanying each individual order. I repeat, each individual order. I believe that this has not been the case recently at Feely's. There are firsthand reports of a full house of customers being served wine and beer with no requirement of food being purchased along with alcohol. How and why has this been allowed in recent weeks or months when the emergency regulations require food to be purchased with alcohol in-house and with home delivery? The exception to this rule being curbside sales, which do not require food purchase. Where is our local enforcement of these regulations? Even now that Feely's has been allowed for some time to have full indoor occupancy, these regulations appear to have not been followed. If in fact the Bethel City Council has the authority to allow or disallow these emergency regulations, as Bethel is under local option, I would ask that your resolution request that the City of Bethel, not the Alaska Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office, return Feely's to the original regulations regarding the sale of alcohol in our local option community. This would allow the sale of alcoholic beverages only on or in premises accompanied by the sale of a meal. If the City Council does not have the authority to allow or disallow the emergency regulations, I request that council pass a resolution to be presented to AMCO, which is the alcohol marijuana control office, requesting that Bethel be returned to on or in premises sale of alcohol with a meal, without curbside and without home delivery, as was the case before the emergency regulations. The emergency regulations were meant to compensate for in-house seating restrictions. Feely's has returned to operating without any seating restrictions for some time now. I expect Feely's Pizza to be required to operate under the local option rules and laws that Bethel citizens overwhelmingly voted for last fall. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Sincerely, Ron Kaiser. There's one more email that I'd like to read from Beverly Hoffman. Let me find it.